USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's plan to dismantle DACA. USA's Chris Barnes has reaction from Washington.
DACA, the Obama-era policy that's shielded over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the High Court's Democratic appointees in the 5-4 ruling to uphold the program. This DACA recipient, Jesus Contreras, is now a paramedic in Houston.
A lot of the people that are involved in immigrant rights works, they've been kind of preparing us for the worst, so I'm relieved.
He was speaking on MSNBC. President Trump tweeted, "The ruling is a shotgun blast in the face of Republicans and conservatives." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wall Street was mixed. The Dow down 40, the Nasdaq up 32, the S&P up 2. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an order requiring residents to wear a face mask. The directive applies for those who are shopping, taking public transit, or outside when social distancing is not possible. Newsom said he issued the order after people were venturing out in public without a mask. No word on how the state plans to enforce the order. Dame Vera Lynn, whose singing kept the spirits of British troops up during World War II, has died. She was an established entertainer by the time the war broke out. Lynn hosted a popular BBC radio program that was broadcast to soldiers around the world. But she told the network in later years, her show was accused of hurting the war effort and damaging troop morale.
Too sentimental, making the boys homesick. And I said, that's rubbish, a lot of rubbish. I said, because the letters are so thankful for the programs.
Dame Vera Lynn was 103. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A senator is calling out Google for what he believes is hypocrisy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is not happy with Google's decision to reprimand the Federalist for their comment section and talk about possibly demonetizing the website based on what people write regarding comments on articles, not the actual articles that were being written on the site. Cruz tells Fox News this further exposes the power that a company like Google has to censor dissenting voices.
Well, this week Google made a dramatic decision. They decided to target a conservative media outlet called The Federalist, and they threatened to demonetize them, which is truly an Orwellian word. It means cut off their ad revenue and basically try to bankrupt them. They were very opaque as to why they were doing so, but eventually what they said is there were some comments on their website, not the articles the journalists had written, but some comments that third parties had put there that they deemed offensive.
USA Radio's Tim Berg. The South Carolina Supreme Court has ruled that Tommy Ray Brown is not the wife of late soul singer James Brown. WRDW-TV reports the court found the marriage was not valid because her previous marriage had not been properly annulled. The ruling seems to have gummed the works for claims on James Brown's estate. Brown is a legend with hits including I Feel Good and Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. He died on Christmas Day in 2006. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.